And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what are you wanting to talk about? Some things. Begin right here. Yes. They're all too happy about it. Go back. Oh, he's going to push your button again. You are ready for her?
Okay, well, thank you for everything, your teachings. It's been so transformative in my life. I have a couple of questions. One is about my physical body. I have this uterine fibroid that is very large, and I know that if I was thinking the way I think now, I probably wouldn't have manifested it, but I have manifested it, and it's hard for me to feel good about it, and I can distract myself by thinking about other things because there's many things in my life that I can feel good about, but it's very present, you know, and very large, and so I guess I feel like I'm needing some help with thinking about this in a more downstream way.
Well, do you believe that the most productive way to accomplish anything is through thought only?
No, I often just like float kind of on feelings, and then I also do action journeys too.
So what keeps you from dealing with it on an action basis?
Well, it's interesting. I have not wanted to have surgery because I don't want to have surgery because I don't want to have pain and all that kind of thing. But I was thinking it would be fine to have an action journey with it. And then I've heard about this new procedure that doesn't require surgery, and actually they can do it in Las Vegas, and you know, the next day you're fine. And so that has actually been very appealing to me. So I may be close to taking the action journey on that, but then there's that thing that makes me think, well, maybe I should do it with my thoughts. And I know should, that's an upstream thought immediately.
Well, the reason we ask the question is because when something, there are two predominant ways that people who have been listening to us for a while respond to things. Some of them find an action that they trust or believe in, and then once they are involved in the action, then they find themselves feeling better. Some of them do their best to get their thoughts lined up first, and then they do whatever action they are inspired to do. And the reason that we introduced the word action into this is because we want you to realize that there is not anything wrong with benefiting by the technology of the world in which you live. And sometimes when people listen to us for a while, as we're talking about vibration, they come to believe that it is inappropriate to try to do anything or perform any action, and that is not our point at all. We're just encouraging that you line up the energy first and then follow the inspired action. So you said something just now about you were almost getting excited about it. Something was feeling pretty good, and we would say to you, that sounds to us like inspired action, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and that's, you know, a question I have is just like, how do you recognize inspired action? So